Hi, everyone. I'm Austin Kim with these top stories. A man who claimed to have a bomb in a truck on Capitol Hill has surrendered. The suspect was arrested this afternoon after parts of Capitol Hill were shut down for hours while police investigated the scene. The man parked near the Library of Congress and told police he had explosives. After several hours of negotiations, he turned himself over to authorities. It's still unclear whether or not explosives were actually inside.
We don't know if there are any explosives in the vehicle. It's still an active scene. While Mr. Rosenberry has been taken into custody and has been removed from the scene, we still have to search the vehicle and render the vehicle safe. So we don't know as of yet.
Three congressional buildings were evacuated and shelter-in-place orders were issued as police secured the scene. All right, turning to the situation in Afghanistan, Afghans looking to flee the country are still facing major obstacles. Crowds are gathered outside the airport hoping to get a flight out, but the Taliban are also patrolling the area, firing gunshots in the air and causing people to disperse. According to a Pentagon update, 7,000 people have been taken out of the country since the operation started on August 14th. The military says it now has enough aircraft to get 5,000 to as many as 9,000 people out each day. However, the Pentagon says in each of the last 2 days, roughly 2,000 passengers have flown out. Officials say they're trying to process paperwork for those who got to the airport. And a State Department spokesperson said today the U.S. has processed an additional 6,000 evacuees, and they are waiting to board flights out of Kabul. Well, back home, multiple senators have reported testing positive for COVID-19 today. John Hickenlooper confirmed he had a breakthrough case but is feeling good right now. Hickenlooper says he's grateful that he's vaccinated and urged others to do the same if they haven't already. Meanwhile, Senator Angus King of Maine is also positive. He says he took a test as a precaution after feeling under the weather recently. King says while he's not feeling great, he believes he would feel worse if he wasn't fully vaccinated. And Senator Roger Wicker is also tested positive. His office says Wicker is experiencing minor symptoms but in good health. The senator from Mississippi is fully vaccinated. Wicker, King, and Hickenlooper are the latest senators to have breakthrough infections following Senator Lindsey Graham's positive test earlier this month. A lot to follow today, so stay with Newsy for the latest.